Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Rivalry Week on The Fan.
Dante Moore, plenty of time. Deep. Got a man on the run. Touchdown. My goodness, what a throw.
The Oregon Ducks.
We spin to win. Some people save to have an excuse for why they don't.
The Oregon State Beavers.
We've allowed ourselves to create their success. Special teams, f***ing joke. They did nothing to harm us.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk. Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, and the Odyssey app.
All right, nice to have you along. A little Friday.
Rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
We're having a good time out here.
Rocco! Oh, my Rocco!
See, we're having a good time.
Joel Klatt doing play-by-play anytime Iowa State's in the game. Touchdown six, brother.
Good first hour. Let's move on to the NFL, shall we?
I'd also like to point out real quick, the front page of ESPN has gone from WrestlePalooza to why the under looks appealing for Iowa Rutgers matchup. You think?
I'm on the over.
Are you? You're taking the over in an Iowa game?
Shootout in Piscataway, baby. Let's go.
Boy, that's a ballsy move, my friend.
What's the number?
I think it's 46 and a half.
You fool.
That's what they want you to think.
It's insane. A couple years ago, dude, I was on like a four-game heater with Iowa unders, and at one point it got down to like 36. Still rode the hot hand.
What? I want to say their over-unders were under 30.
Dude, it was amazing. That was a that was 2 years ago when I bought...
I think they did get to like 29 and a half, stuff like that.
Yeah. That was the year I bought the punt sweatshirt. That was a magical run. Dare I say that was a Ravens preseason. Like, I love in gambling when you can take something just like arbitrary like that and just blindly ride it and be like, hey, dude, we're going on this trip together.
You know what you did? You burgled them.
We burgled. Absolutely.
You burgled them. Okay, we've got AI Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins lost last
Which
night.
Which doesn't, by the way, it doesn't sound that much different than real Mike McDaniel.
That's like the same as, we had AI Kyle Whittingham. You remember that?
Bottom line, they're ass. They have a white running back, for goodness sakes.
That sounds like him.
Mike McDaniel, the last 2 weeks, has given some of the most painfully awkward press conferences. Like, he looks
to
strung
win games,
out.
You have to win the game.
He can't get words out. I'm worried.
He looks
about
a little
him.
Skid Row-ish.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not going well. And they played pretty well last night.
They played their ass off.
But you know, Tua. Well,
and dude, can Tonga we? Bailoa. We've got to stop, dude. That.
What do we have to stop doing?
Tua Tagovailoa.
Dude, and like Emmanuel Acho and every other dip ass that thinks that they're an analyst is on there trying to kill the guy. Kurt Warner, I thought, had a really, really good detailed breakdown about. Look, ultimately, you can pin that on Tua. The interception that sealed their fate. Miami has a lot of problems right now, and Tua is not one of their top three or four.
Well, I mean, that's fair, but still, that pick.
But it's not like they're. What do you want? Like, Tua actually made the right read there. It's just that when your right guard gets blown by and you have a 330-pound man in your face and you're trying to get rid of the ball, and he actually made the right read of where to go with the football. I just he couldn't see the guy, and the linebacker for Buffalo made a great play. But again, that right there is more on his right guard than it is on Tua. And let's also not forget that had the dumbass not roughed the punter, Miami could have been driving down to possibly win that game. Miami played for a team that was written off. I thought that was an awesome effort on the part of the Dolphins last night. And I know effort doesn't get anything, and now you're 0-3. But I give Miami credit, and Tua did not play a bad game until that pick.
I want him to play on stilts. That's what I want.
Yeah.
You asked, what do you want? I want him to play on stilts. I mean, that was a bad pick.
It was.
But yes, the roughing the punt, like, why are you going after that punt?
And this goes back to what I was saying with...
Why are you going there?
Teams will tell you that they're operationally just not good football teams. They're not buttoned down. And that's another one of those.
Just lay off.
And I put that on the quarter, or not on the quarterback, excuse me. I put that on the head coach.
Yeah.
Just operationally, they cannot execute the little things that they need to in order to win games. And I just... Look,
they suck. They don't ever beat good teams anyway.
They don't.
They're whatever. Do you want to hear AI Mike McDaniel?
Yeah, what do we got?
I'm going to go home, take some rips off my bong and watch the X-Files and eat Funyuns until I hate myself. I can't wait till the playoffs. Not because we'll be in them, but because I can eat shrooms and trip balls at a yoga class. Tyreek Hill was so mad he threatened to choke me out again. But he only fights people smaller than him, like his wife and kids. I really hope I don't get fired because I owe my blow dealer a ton of money. I thought Tua had some great passes. He had some good spiral on them. Tua's taken more hits than me at a Fish concert. He doesn't even know where he is half the time. When we got on the team plane, he thought it was an Applebee's. Having a quitting locker room is a lot like dying, and I can't wait to die. Because unless I go to hell, I'll never have to coach this team again.
Oh, wow. Okay. You got to love AI.
It's good times.
Or no, you don't, but...
In some instances.
AI football coach is great.
Yeah, there's some good ones. I do enjoy, I'm going to eat so many... I'm going to eat Funyuns till I hate myself.
Go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
By the way, how great is it that someone came up with a... When's the last time you heard someone reference a Funyun?
Yeah. They still out on the market?
Yeah, the only time I see them is that occasionally, like, you'll go to a barbecue and someone will buy the variety pack of, like, Lay's or whatever... And for whatever reason, they throw the Funyun in there. And at the end of the party, you're looking through for anything.
And there's 6 bags of Funyuns left from the assorted pack.
That's it. Everything else is gone, including the plain, you know, one. But God knows that there's plenty of Funyuns left. And then at that point, you're so drunk, you're like, whatever.
You know what? Fine. I'll dig into the Funyuns again for old time's sake.
I don't even know what a Funyun is. I'm not sure what it's made of. I believe it's asbestos. But you're like, sure, why not? I'm drunk.
Got some fun week 3 NFL betting numbers for you guys.
All right.
Should you be out there betting responsibly, of course. Going through the games here. Who are the Titans playing?
The Titans have the Colts.
Yeah. Titans.
Indiana Jones.
You're 2-0 Indianapolis Colts. Spread's only 4.5.
Titans are 0-11 against the spread their last 11 home games.
Really? Well, some of that is quarterback play.
0-11.
Look, I don't know what the Titans are going to end up being this year. My guess is not very good, but they've got something. If they don't ruin him and get him murdered, Cam Ward has a little something in him. I like Cam Ward. They're just not a team that's going to be able to do much this year.
You got the Cowboys taking on the Bears in Chicago.
Desperation time for the city of Chicago.
Yeah, they need that one.
Yes.
And they're saying...
They are who we thought they were.
It might rain there, so...
You know, that's only a 1.5-point spread on that.
Well...
It's rain. Comes down from heaven.
Neither defense can stop anybody.
No, but I give Dallas... I think Dallas is better than this. So this will be one of those that I don't think Dallas is great. I think Dallas is better than Chicago. I know it's on the road, but basically sitting there to pick them, I might gobble up a little action on the Cowboys.
This might help you. Dallas 32-17-2 against the spread with Dak as QB1 against teams with losing records.
Uh-huh.
So they're kind of like Miami. Yeah. They'll take care of the bad teams.
Yeah, and Chicago right now...
they don't look good.
Their best DB's gone. It feels it's a little chaotic there. Caleb Williams still trying to find his footing. And it's an inconsistent operation. And say what you about Dallas. Dallas can score. Dallas can put up points. And
well, Dak's playing great.
Caleb
Williams, 7 starts in the afternoon or primetime window. 0-7 straight up.
Not great.
The only 2 worse in those windows... Bryce Young and Davis Mills.
Blah. Well, and to be fair to Caleb, like there's signs of life there. It's not all bad. It's just,
well, Ben Johnson has said it.
Yes.
He said it's a work. He said it's not going to be polished right out of the gate.
No, it's just, it's, because he came in with so much hype, I think it's that much worse. I think if he was a guy that was, he was the 30th overall pick, I think you would look at it and you'd be like, hey, we have something to work with here. It's just that I think we expected this to hit the ground running. And not just that, but it just, again, their running back situation is not good. The two picks that they spent on Burden and Loveland, they beefed up that offense. Neither one of those guys has done anything. And the weirdest part is, you know how much money they spent to rebuild that offensive line? I mean, they went out and completely revamped the interior of their line. And so far, their run game, which you would think when you completely revamp your interior of your line, that would be the strong suit. And I'm here to tell you, dude, it is not. They are not running the ball very effectively right now. And so it's a weird time in Chicago right now. And if they go to 0-3, poor Chicago fan.
All right, more numbers coming up next, including one that may not bode too well for your Seahawks. That's next on 105.1 The Fan. All right, in the news is coming up next. We're rolling through some NFL Week 3 betting numbers. Joey Harrington will join us next hour, 5:30. We'll talk a little Oregon State. See if he wants to continue the rivalry. Let's see. I've got a little time zone stat for you here. This number is since 2019, and it is Pacific or Mountain time zone teams playing in the Eastern time zone. Now, this is traditionally something where fans go, oh,
yeah,
that's really tough.
West going east early kicks have always been one of those, like, you know, be wary of.
There have been trends in the NFL about that.
This trend goes the other way. Pacific and Mountain Zone-based teams playing in the Eastern time zone, 93-59-4 against the spread. That's 61%. Since 2019.
It's a tasty little number.
And before there are a ton of injuries and travel in the season. So, in other words, the first 5 weeks of the season, that number bloats to 76%.
Interesting.
That applies to two teams this week. That applies to the Rams playing back in Philly, and that applies to the Raiders playing in Washington.
Boy, I don't know what to make of that because I'm not a Raiders guy. I thought the Raiders hype. That's not my jam, but you're also dealing with Marcus. Daniels is officially out, so you are getting a Marcus Mariota game.
Do you know what his quarterback rating was last year? Because he got a couple starts last year.
He did pretty well, didn't he?
Yes, he did great. His quarterback rating last year was 131.
Damn, son.
Bless America.
And he started two games.
They're beat up
on Dallas. They won at Dallas.
Won at Dallas.
And I think they beat Carolina.
Well, I remember that Carolina game. I think that was actually kind of a shootout game. I think that might have been when we had written off Carolina and they tried to show you a little something, and now they're back to sucking. Commanders are beat up on defense. Dude, Connor.
The final was 40-7.
Was it? Okay, then what? Then that's not the one I was thinking
not
of.
Not the one you were thinking of.
Who was it? Maybe it
Touchdown
was Philly.
Six, brother.
I think it was Philadelphia that Carolina played late, and that was I was getting my NFC East. Yeah, towards the end of the year, the Panthers were going toe to toe, and I thought it was the Commies, but it was the Eagles. The Commanders' defense is beat up. Connerly has been really bad for them. The Oregon tackle, it has not been great. So I don't know. I don't know what to do with that. I mean, the spread's only 2.5.
But well, you don't have to do anything with
it. No, that's an interesting number, and I that may be one that, despite that, I'm not going to touch.
I am
excited about the Rams and the Eagles, though.
That's probably better than the Chiefs Eagles.
Well, number one offense, according to Pro Football Focus and EPA, number one offensive line in the country, number one offensive line in the NFL versus the number three defensive line in the Rams. This is a fun matchup. This is my game of the week. Buckle up, 10 a.m. Let's go.
First half of the season, home underdogs of 7 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Get this number, 18-1-2 against the spread the last 3 years.
Home dogs.
Home dogs of 7 or more in the first half of the season are 18-1-2 against the spread.
So you're saying take the Browns?
That is the only game that that number applies to this week. Cleveland hosting Green Bay.
No, I will not.
I think it's 7.5.
Yeah, it's 7.5. I will not be taking the Browns.
The Seahawks, just 13-22 against the spread at home since 2021.
Boy, that's not good.
Their home field advantage.
What gives?
Under McDonald, it's been terrible.
Well, and it was fading towards the end of the Pete Carroll thing. In fact, last year, one of the things that he talked about was McDonald was, we have to find a way to make this, again, be the toughest place in football to play. It's not.
Well, why? What happened? Where are you, 12s? You're supposed to be all ruckus.
I hate to say this, but home field advantage is great and all, but when your team is very average, your home field tends to be very average. So it's just, I mean, some of that is you got to give the fans something to cheer. Some people say, you know, fans, are they priced out? Did they get spoiled? But I think ultimately it comes down to that the team just hasn't been elite. This team every year is one game away from the postseason. They are the definition of Jeff Fisher. That is some 9-7 BS. And I don't know
that
if there's
is 7-9 bull.
Yeah, 7-9.
7-9.
Yeah.
Except they're not 7-9. They're always 9-7.
Yeah, they're 9-7. Yeah.
But like, it's just,
I see what you did.
Yeah, they're just not. It's no longer that hostile environment to go up into. Now, if they get back to playing their kind of ball, maybe it is. Fun little note here, though. It's not fun if you're the Seahawks, although I'm not sure that Spencer Rattler can take advantage of it. Seahawks are going to be down 3 DBs in this game.
So same two as last week, and then who else?
Love's out.
Witherspoon.
Witherspoon's out.
And Love.
And the safety from
Emenwori.
Emenwori.
Yeah.
All three out. So you start getting... Yeah. You start getting...
What's the spread on that one?
7.5. You start getting position groups that are beat up like that. Now, again, can Spencer Rattler and the New Orleans Saints take
the
any
answer
sort
is
of
no.
advantage to it?
Aaron Rodgers couldn't.
But maybe.
But no.
But I don't love when you're getting big position groups. Do you see the Dolphins last night were playing 4 backup O-linemen?
Yeah.
And it looked like they were playing 4 backup linemen, which goes back to my, we're all murdering Tua because he kept checking down and throwing. You try to drop back with 4 backup O-linemen.
Tua. Tag Ovalia.
I mean, it's just like Tua. When you're playing behind a beat up old line like that, what the hell do you want from the guy? And so I'm hoping that Seattle secondary can weather the brutal storm that is Spencer Rattler.
NFL road favorites since the beginning of last season: 90-32 straight up.
So when the road team's
10-2 this season. So the only two losses, by the way, Denver, who blew it on a penalty in Indy, and Baltimore, who blew an 8,000-point lead in Buffalo.
So the Chiefs are favored. The Cowboys are favored.
I can tell you who this applies to. This applies this week. NFL road favorites. Colts, Falcons, Packers, Steelers, Chiefs, and possibly Dallas if it moves off of a pick 'em.
Yeah. Boy, I will tell you right now, a game that I will be wholeheartedly allergic to, I can't watch the Falcons and the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. Why would you? You got to bet on it to watch it.
Yeah. Last week, the Falcons just knew that Minnesota couldn't do anything defensively, and they ran the most boring-ass conservative offense I've ever seen. If they do that against Carolina, I will punt. I can't handle it.
You're going to punt?
I'll punt.
What do you mean? You're going to go outside and
I refuse
kick a ball?
Even if I'm watching Red Zone, if they try to show me a highlight of that, I will cover my eyes and be like, I refuse to watch this game.
Wow.
I won't.
Buckley with a nugget.
Yeah, there's a stat. Week 3 is a typical week for overcorrection on lines. And so there's a stat that more than 60% of the time, teams that have failed to cover in their first two games go on to cover in their third because the market's gone too far on them. And that applies to 6 teams this week: Steelers, Texans, Broncos, Saints, Bears, and Chiefs.
Give that to me one more time.
So it's teams that have not covered in their first two games of the season. They go on to cover the third week over 60% of the time. So that's the Steelers, who have...
They're in New England.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They have New England. You've got the Texans against the Jags. You've got the Broncos against the Chargers. The Saints against the Seahawks. The Bears against the Cowboys. And the Chiefs against the Giants.
Ooh, the Chiefs.
Intriguing. I might...
I have a Giants-Chiefs nugget.
Do you?
Yeah, since 2019, the Giants are 2-19 in night games. And that's straight up, by the way.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to beat Kansas City, but I might take a little of that. The Texans are 0-2. And Jacksonville's offense is actually playing well right now.
Duval. Cohen's an offensive guy. Yes. Like they should be, and they've got some pieces.
They've got some pieces there. But this Texans defense is pretty nasty, and eventually their offense is going to pull their head out of their ass, I would assume.
Well, they should have won last week.
They should have won.
My God.
I'm going to take the – so I like that little number, and I think it's like 1.5. They're dogs. They're on the road.
Texans are 1.5-point dogs.
The Texans will be desperate. They're not going to 0-3. I like the Texans in this game.
I think that we've always thought this year that – NFL teams that are desperate, that's who you want to bet on.
Yeah.
And Chicago, Houston.
Even Kansas City.
Yeah, they all fall into that category.
I mean, the Texans were right there with the Rams. They had no business losing to the Bucs. Again, they have to figure out something on their offensive line. It blows me away how bad they are, but I really like C.J. Stroud. The defense is good. They won't lose to Jacksonville. Jacksonville will find a way to lose this game.
And the Steelers winning close games since 2022. They are 14-5 straight up on the road with spreads of 4 or less straight up. So they win those games.
And by the way, the Steelers, anyone besides me just like stunned that their defense is this bad?
It's terrible.
Did you see the stat about that today? The teams with the most missed tackles missing or entering week 3. The Rams don't have any. The Lions only have 2. Falcons, Raiders have 6. The Steelers have 28 missed tackles in their first 2 games.
What's going on with Tomlin?
I don't know. I mean, they're damn lucky to have beaten the crappy ass Jets, and we were like, the Jets.
Did they give up 31 to them or something?
Just turns out the Steelers are that bad, and then you know Seattle put up 31 against them. So, boy, if the Patriots and Drake May put up 30 on you, then dude, it may be a sinking ship there in Pittsburgh.
Mm. And there are your week 3 betting numbers. Use as you wish, as you please, to place your bets. Place your bets.
I got, you know, this is about the time of the year that I start to, I go pretty thin early in the season.
Yeah, as you should.
And then I
tread lightly.
I sprinkle a little bit more as we go on.
By the way, we will have no Brock Purdy. They have announced that Mac Jones will start for San Francisco, even though there was some talk that Purdy would be back.
McCorkle, thank you.
McCorkle against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals.
And by the way, the Niners are favored in that game by 2.5 with the greatness that is McCorkle Jones.
The public just like them? Is that what that is? Like,
well, they're pretty – I mean, Shanahan's good.
I don't think you're starting quarterback against a 2-0 team.
Well, but they won last week, and they won on the road last week. And the other thing is Arizona lost both of their starting corners last week. So – I don't know. I think a lot of people think Shanahan can just scheme. As long as Mac Jones plays within the system, like you were saying this last week after watching Mac Jones, or earlier this week after watching Mac Jones, it's like they rolled him out a lot. Yep. He stayed on schedule. Yep. And that, you know, that can get you points.
One of the things that Shanahan gets killed about is he falls in love with his play sheet and it's very rigid, right? He's the anti-Cincinnati Bengals. There's not a lot of audibling. It's like, hey, this is what I want you to do, and you're going to look A. If A's not there, you're going B. If not, check down, here it is. And it's just like, this is what we do. And while, yes, at times that can get you in trouble when it's not working, when you have a backup quarterback, it is the most backup-friendly system in the NFL. It's kind of one of the reasons why, like, Kevin O'Connell works in Minnesota. We're just not asking you to do a ton. Play in this structure. There's going to be a test, and we're going to give you the answers. Now, that may not be the sexiest, and it may not be the most like high-flying against elite defenses, but, dude, it is. We are not going to fail. You have answers to this. And the other thing is, quietly, again, it's not like he's played two good offenses yet. Robert Saleh and being back, and this defense is relying on a young guys. Dude, it's cooking right now. Mikel Williams looks like the defensive rookie of the year. Bosa looks like he's in form.
Warner's been the best linebacker in the league.
Oh, dude, ridiculous. And all of a sudden, this D. Winters looks like he is one, like, he's
replaced Greenlaw.
Greenlaw. And maybe and, like, better. They haven't missed a beat. Like, there's good things happening on that 49er defense. And so I think, you know, McCorkle and this defense, and there's
against Kyler, who's kind of squirrely. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad.
All right, coming up next, we're They found remains. They believe it to be Travis Dekker.
He's the
guy they've been looking for in the mountains
for a while.
All right, that's next. Here's Buck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, nice to have you along. Sexy little Friday. Weather's great. It's going to be a great weekend. Got the Civil War coming up.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on The Fan. Joey Harrington will be on.
I don't know how fired up people are. I don't know one single Beaver fan.
It's game day.
It's like geeked up for this.
Joey Harrington will be on next hour to talk about it. 5:30. Right now, though, September 19, 2025, time for In the News. I'm your noted and lovable, huggable newsman. Thank you so much.
You are lovable and huggable.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Please be seated.
I bet you your wife likes to get a good romp cuddle in.
I'll tell you what, she loves hugs.
Yeah, I could
see
that.
What the solution to that is? Mm. Touch our penises more often.
Why does it have to turn into something negative, right? Why does it have to turn into something dirty?
Yeah. Why'd you play that?
I wasn't. I didn't.
You fumbling boob. But also, I think I'm awesome. I am awesome. All right. It is brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Concussion Awareness Day.
Oh, there you go.
So be aware of those. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, at least we acknowledge what they are.
Yeah. We're better than we used to be.
Well, I was watching that the Jerry Jones things the Cowboys won. And hearing Troy Aikman talk about his concussions, it's just... It's amazing. It wasn't that long ago that Troy Aikman was knocked unconscious, finished the game, had to go to the hospital in the next week in the Super Bowl. He's like, I'm fine. He's playing like crap, and everyone's like, why is he playing so bad? I don't know. Is it possible that he just got out of the hospital? Isn't it weird? Like, that's not that long ago. 25 years.
Yeah. Come a long way.
Yes.
It is also National Tradesman Day.
Shout out to you. The iron workers and the carpenters and
the plumbers,
welders,
the concrete men,
the electricians.
We're working on, I'm thinking about putting in a new driveway.
Are you?
Yeah. You know, like when you ever look, is your house?
I need a new driveway.
Yeah,
we just redid, you know, we built an ADU down there. And so we blew up our garage. And so we did have to redo the driveway.
Yeah. How nice is it now?
Like, well, it's not, we didn't do concrete.
Oh.
It was, the bid was astronomical. We did this it's like this gravel stuff.
It's disappointing.
Yeah, my wife hates it, but I'm like, I constantly think about the money we saved.
Yeah. It makes you feel better?
Yeah, it makes me feel great.
Because my driveway is like 40 years old, and like one side of it's like now like it's higher than the other, and it's like cracked.
But it is nice once they do it, get it all poured and all, it's all smoothed out.
I got this uppity neighbor two doors down, and he's always out there like sweeping his brand new driveway, and it just looks so good. I have driveway envy right now.
Tell you what I learned. So we've basically been through, in a remodel and the building of the ADU, we've been through every phase of construction on a home.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that in my experience, concrete guys, because we've seen all of the different...
Oh, yeah.
We had a builder, but, you know, he would sub out for different things. Of course, you sub out the concrete.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Concrete guys,
yeah.
Shout out to all you concrete guys. It's National Tradesman Day.
What's up, concrete bros?
You all are some rough MFers.
Look at Rob.
Dude.
Just throwing a blanket statement on all
let
the
me
concrete
tell you something.
Bros.
And my builder agreed. He's like, man, the concrete guys, you don't mess with concrete guys. Dude, the concrete guys They are badass.
That's rough. That's roughness.
It's
huh?
Yeah. Well, right. they're
like, you bury bodies in concrete, man. Well, I mean, don't, you know, screw with them.
Don't you think? I mean, like the electricians, they can be a little uppity. They, you know, they're like, oh, I'm really busy.
You're working with power.
Yeah, working with the power. I'm very important. The concrete bros yeah. are just like straight out of the bar. Like, all right, let's set these up. We'll pour this for you. You know, yeah. if they all have different archetypes.
I can see that.
Well, we're just gonna lay it down.
Okay. Yeah. Just.
Someone saying iron workers are worse, kind of in that same. I could see that.
It's possible. Yeah, I don't have the experience bros. With iron workers, yeah. but yeah.
All I know is every day I walk out to my driveway and I hate it. It makes me angry.
Let's
and
get it done.
And then I have to stare at that uppity neighbor, and he knows. He walks his little frou-frou dog by, and I know he's judging my driveway.
Let's get you a concrete endorsement.
Yeah, I think ours got poured, like, when the house was built in the late 60s. Yeah. And so the concrete has all these cracks, and then, like, weeds and grass sprout out of it. And you have to, like, constantly maintain the crap growing out of those cracks. Like, no thank you.
I'm telling you, it's an underrated thing when you see, like, a really nice yeah. new driveway. Yeah. It's like one of the ultimate flexes that
okay,
you can have
cost?
In the neighborhood. And his has like a design in it. Like
dude, it's expensive.
Like little inlays.
Yeah. A lot of different things you can do, though.
I know. Go concrete, bros. Even though Rob claims you're a bunch of animals.
Well, look, I mean that in the nicest way. Like, they're just
do
like...
you?
Dude,
do
if you, mean you, it in if you party with concrete... Listen, let's put it this way. Yeah. This is just my take on it.
Yeah.
If you line up a builder, an electrician, a plumber, a yeah. roofing guy, the window peeps,
yeah.
and the concrete bros, yeah. let me tell you something. You know who's taking it deeper than any of them? The concrete bros.
Look, let's be honest. At the end of the evening, you're ended up at a gentleman's place, and not a good one either, right? You're ended up at the shady lady when you were with the concrete bros.
Well, if it appears they have found Travis Decker's body. He was the man charged with three counts of murder after kidnapping and killing his three daughters up near Leavenworth,
yeah.
Washington. They have found human remains in a remote wooded area south of Leavenworth.
Because they found some remains a while ago, but it turned out they weren't even human. And they were like, false alarm. So they believe this is...
They believe it's him. They yeah. have not positively identified the remains yet. They haven't been confirmed yet.
Yeah.
But the preliminary findings suggest that they do belong to Travis Decker.
So maybe they found some clothing or like a dental record, something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he may have just gone up there and killed himself.
Well, and that's
shortly after.
When they found the animal remains that someone thought might be him. The police said, well, no, that's not him. But the police also said in there that they believe that they said the theory was is that he had killed himself.
Yeah.
And that if he had done that, it might be a while before they find him.
Hey, you getting some of that big Facebook scratch?
What?
Yeah, the big Facebook settlement?
No, what do I...
The payments are going out.
Like, was it like $9 or...
$9.
Oh, what do I get? What do I... What did Facebook do? Did they screw me over? They like, ruin an election. What'd they do?
You'll get more. The longer you had Facebook mm-hmm. from 2007 to 2022,
okay.
the bigger your share of the settlement will be.
Yeah,
it is a $725 million settlement.
Tasty.
And what that will mean is the average payment will be $29.43.
Ooh, doggy. Yeah. Give me some of that.
The max payout. Are you ready?
Give it to me.
$38.26.
$38?
Minimum payout, $4.89. Now,
hey,
I...
righteous bucks, man.
I had Facebook, but I got to tell you, am yeah. I awful for not even caring about this? Like, I won't even...
No.
I'm not.
I have it, like...
I would imagine I could get a check.
How do I... Do I have to, like, sign something?
You know how those are. They have a website, and you have to register, and then they... You know?
Yeah.
You know how those go.
I didn't know how all that... I mean, I have Facebook, but I use it for Marketplace. That's the only reason I have a Facebook account. So, is that... Give me my $4.
Well, if you had Facebook... You've had Facebook for a while, right?
Yeah.
Then you're...
Yeah.
You got a check coming your way, bro.
But I have to sign up for something?
Well, you have to join the lawsuit.
I don't know how to do that. And I'm not going to look up how to do it. Shouldn't there be a link on... Shouldn't Facebook send me something and like, hey...
They probably did.
Oh.
And you didn't...
No, I probably did. Google me, bitch.
You didn't know.
I believe right now I have like... It's something like 200 and whatever friend requests just pending. Because I was like... I don't do anything on there. I just have it. Because sometimes you can use it to sign into stuff. Or again, Facebook Marketplace. So yeah, that's... you know.
My wife's birthday was earlier this week, and out of nowhere, she had all these notifications, and she's like, oh, I still have Facebook, and I guess there's still people on there.
Yeah.
Because that used to be the place where everyone, like, you know, they write on your wall or they send you a message.
I haven't had Facebook for years, and I got to tell you, I don't miss a thing.
I don't either.
No.
Not a thing. And by the way, when somebody sends me a link to something on Facebook, I can't open it.
Yeah, because you have to log in.
They don't let you.
Yeah.
Which is also dumb. I think I think that's dumb.
Well, and that's like I said, I have it, so that's the only time I'm on there is like if someone sends you something or whatever, and you're like, oh, it's there. And then all of a sudden you realize like your notifications is like you have 900 notifications. You're like, well, I'm not digging through that.
But you would think you would want people to see the content from Facebook by allowing people who don't have Facebook to see it. Well, they don't even do that.
Sign it up, bitch.
So therefore, it becomes even that much more irrelevant in my world. Yeah. And I don't think Meta Boy wants that.
You're not missing a damn thing.
Well, I just said that. Yeah. I'm just telling you that I feel like Meta Boy wants as many users as he can get, and he's not getting them if he doesn't allow people to see what's on there.
That dude's worth like $100 million or whatever billion dollars. Like, he cares that you don't like him.
Well, it's not that I don't like him. I think he just wants me to be a user, you know?
He's obviously doing something right.
Is he?
I don't know. Isn't he worth like a gajillion dollars?
Well, yeah. Of course. I mean, Facebook, if what you're saying is creating Facebook and running it into 2025 has been lucrative, yes, of course.
This is Mark Zuckerberg net worth $267 billion.
So maybe he doesn't care, but Facebook, it seems to me, in my world, Facebook has really declined as a main social media outlet for a lot of people.
I think of that as well.
But he may not care.
Like, I'm the same thing. I'm like, who is using this? But then I see that he's worth like 200 and whatever billion. I'm like, someone's using it.
Well, at first they were. But I tell you what, Midwest, it's very big. Mm. It's very big. As a matter of fact, it's very, it's like kind of how places market on Facebook out there.
I can see that.
Out there. Facebook.
Only olds like it.
Oh, they love it.
Your mom's on there, you know.
She's not.
Well, someone's mom.
Mom Rop is not on there.
I just like it when someone has to, every now and then, like if I'll go on there because I'll be looking to, you know, like trying to buy something. It's like that's where I looked on there for like my bicycle or like you're trying to like buy a used motorcycle or whatever. And then like you see someone's post that you like knew in high school and they're rocking you with their sweet, hot political take. You're just like, cool, man. It's just shouting into the void with you're just going to take down an entire regime with this.
Who's with me?
Yeah. Oh, that's the, yeah. Yeah, who's with me? It's a slippery slope. Check it out. I'm like, thank you for your shocking Facebook expose. We have to stop genocide. Whoa. Scorching hot take. Thank you so much. Let's got to do something. I was confused about, you know, what was my take on genocide, but then I saw your sweet Facebook post, and now I get it. Thank you.
Is foot traffic back in downtown Portland? That's next on In the News on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is In the News for September 19, 2025. Your noted newsman here. Thank you. Is foot traffic back in downtown Portland, you ask?
I am asking. It definitely has picked up.
Hold one, please.
Holding. Line two.
Summer 2025 was Portland's busiest for pedestrian traffic since before the pandy.
Nice, I love it.
According to data from Downtown Portland Clean and Safe. Mm. In a new downtown foot traffic report, officials shared that through August, downtown saw over 21.5 4.24 million pedestrians, up 5.6% from the same period in 2024.
Love to hear it.
The report also highlights local events like Cinco de Mayo, the Rose Festival, Project Pabst, which brought large numbers of people into the city.
We were down there. I was down for St. Paddy's Day. It was packed down there on waterfront during the little cherry blossoms, that little festival. That was packed.
The band?
No, the little cherry blossoms.
Oh, that's
blossoms.
The gin blossoms.
The gin blossoms.
Remember them?
Yeah, I do remember them. Is that one headlight, I believe? They're going to drive
No, that was
home.
The wallflowers. Gin Blossoms was I'll Follow You Down. Oh, and
okay. Hey, Jealousy.
Hey, Jealousy.
Hey, yeah. Jealousy.
Got my blossoms mixed up. But as I make my way around our fair town, usually from bar to bar, I have noticed, especially on the weekends, way more foot traffic.
Yes.
It's starting to pick back up. It's nice that on a Friday or a Saturday night when you're out kind of like pub crawling, whether, you know, depending on what side of the city you're on, dude, there's places are packed, man. It's starting to and bars are staying open later. Restaurants are staying open later. It's harder to get tables. We're making a comeback, man. We're on the come up.
Now the next question is how is commerce doing down there in terms of businesses and office workers mm-hmm. being present? And they're saying that is still lagging.
Yeah,
that's at 56% of 2019 levels, which is below the national average of 73%.
There is still an S ton of office spaces for yeah. me.
So a lot of visitors, a little bit more vibrant down there,
yeah.
a lot of foot traffic,
yeah.
but not a lot of workers.
Yeah, that makes total sense. That's like one of those, your eyes are telling you what the data is confirming. I have noticed too, and again, I don't know about like Delta Park and stuff, but I do think to give them credit, as like Pioneer Courthouse Square, it is like the homeless thing is they're working on it. It like we went to a I saw Ben Harper down in Pioneer Courthouse Square, which was a really cool. They did a series like the Roots played down there. They had a series of outdoor concerts down there, and I kind of was thinking to myself, oh boy, like this ought to be interesting. And like I scooter down there from the office, and I scooter a lot, kind of going from place to place down here. And like, is it perfect? But this is what I would tell anyone. Dude, it's a city of 2 million people. It's not ever going to be perfect. There is an element to when you have a city of a couple million people, there are going to be rough spots. There are going to be homeless people. There are going to be, you know, those parts where you're like, eh, I don't know about this.
If you don't have good grass, you're not in business.
But there is a you can't tell me that there isn't a noticeable improvement.
Quiet.
In downtown.
You're really obnoxious.
Trump's not liking what you're saying. It's a war zone here, remember?
No, it is not.
It's not liking that.
God, I hate that
narrative. It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
Yeah, I love that. It's a war zone.
That is in the news September 19, 2025, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. We will empty out the Friday notebook coming up next. I got an interesting graphic that Buck was sending along about the NFC North quarterbacks. We'll get to that. And some other cool stuff. Okay?
I like cool stuff.
Joey Harrington will be on at 5:30 as well to preview Oregon State. Stay right there. You have 105.1, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.